Good afternoon. Welcome to The Journey 8. I'm your host, Reverend Judy Hosner, and I invite you to sit back and take a few moments to breathe as we share this journey together.
Step out, God will show you the way. Step out, why not do it today? God will never ever leave you. Where the grace of God will keep you. You have the gift of faith. Step out. God has given you a calling.
Woo! Is that a great song or what? Love that song. Love that song. That is Carol Simpson, very close friend of mine. And Step Out. I picked that song as the intro song tonight because I might step out and do a couple of things different. So just bear with me and we'll see how this works out. My faithful sidekick is going to call in from somewhere in the United States and say hello. And we should have fun. One of the things that I want to do, and this is probably going to be an ongoing thing for y'all, and good evening. It's 8 p.m. here at, where are we? Oh, North Carolina, yeah. And so one of the things we're trying to pull, you know, this is still a baby show, even though we got great numbers going, and there's, you know, 20, 30 people listening now. We want to bring some kind of form to this to where every week you expect a certain thing to happen and then all the rest of it's craziness. So one of the things I want to start at the beginning of each show, the prayer list is getting very long, and I appreciate that. Thank you so much, mostly emails. But sometimes there's a gap in how we can respond to you via email. So we're going to take some generic ones and special ones and put them on the air, not mentioning names or whatever, so that y'all can get a feeling of comfort around this prayer warrior stuff, because I have a lot of emails with people going, well, you're going to sell it to a publishing company, you're going to use it for, and like Ellen and I have always told you, that list is in a separate place on our webmail, only accessible to the two of us. And it's only the two of us, along with a couple of our personal friends that are warriors, that pray. They do not get your information. They just get what they're praying for. And I am a strong believer. Anybody who knows me knows my faith lies in prayer. So, you know, that's that.
I'm here.
Hey, you're there. Ellen.
I'm here, darling.
Hey, this is my co-host and world traveler. She travels specifically to find information out for me. And they've been doing such a wonderful job at it. I know all about Georgia and New Mexico, the deserts of the Mojave. How are you?
I am wonderful. I'm sorry I'm late. I was trying to pick a radio show up on the computer so that Pat and Karika could listen, and I couldn't get it to work. So I finally got it to work, and here we are.
Hey, all you Pat and Karika and Karika and Pat. So I was
Karika
just saying,
and Pat and Pat and Karika and somebody else. I forgot her name.
Oh. Hey.
But we're all here from Forest Park, Georgia.
Hey, we're gonna break that 30 mark today. I think we're gonna get up to 30 listeners today.
Woo. Yeah, we are.
Yeah. So here's what I just do in my faithful sidekick. I was just saying we haven't really come 360 yet with the prayer list. And so every week we are going to choose specific people and just say hello. Yes, you've been prayed for, and no names, no specific. The second thing I wanted to tell everybody, and I got my list here. I'm so organized. However, I'm a mess without my sidekick. I want everyone to understand that Nancy Perrone has called in a couple times. Very dear friend. Her father is very ill. And I know there's people out there that like to pray. So Nancy Perrone is very special, and her dad is very, very ill. So, and another thing I wanted to say is, if you live in the, where are we? Burlington, North Carolina area.
North Carolina.
Yes. I am preaching at my home church this Sunday with short notice, and I love it. If you're in Burlington.
And what would that home church be?
Life's
Journey. What would that home church be?
Life's Journey.
Life's Journey. United
Church of Christ. Burlington, North Carolina. And there is on my BBS page a little blurb on Life's Journey and where it is. I'm going to be preaching on the Labor Day. So 10:30, is our service. Anyway, that's it. Marlene, hello. Yes, good thoughts your way. Recovering from surgery. So that's kind of it. Now, I'm going to try and say this without giving away any names or whatever. I had an extremely good meeting with some people that I've been waiting several months to meet with. And they were three very lovely gentlemen. They were very nice. And two of the three expressed to me that they were Christians, which made my heart feel good. And I just want to say to the three wise men, I wish them good luck on their project and hope we cross paths again. And listening. So
that's a good thing.
Ellen.
Yes.
Tell me where you are in the general area of scouring up some more prayer warriors.
Well, I have haven't gotten out to, you know, Christian talk radio is really tough because you just cannot tell a story. You got to tell it the truth. I have some people that I want to reach out to you know, be part of our prayer warrior team. And once again, I'm out scouring the world, so I'm not at home. So as soon as I get home tomorrow, I'll make contact with these individuals that I feel are very, very strong prayer warriors. They love the Lord. They have a heart of God. And I believe that they will be strong with us in praying for these prayer requests. We're requesting that you guys just send us some prayer requests. And right now, Reverend Judy is working on where you can send them to. She'll make that known to you before the show is over. But yes, I do have some people in mind that I want to be a part of our prayer team.
Good. We're moving through a lot of different things. One of the things I want to mention before I forget, the show in the park has been pushed back because of permitting. It's been pushed back to October something. What is it? October, one moment. See, you're gone. And you would have October 2nd, Friday, October 2nd. The park had some permitting issues with our big speakers. so, yes. Now, one of the things I'm hoping is some local Christian indie artist or whatever, stop by and talk about their band or talk about their church. I don't care. This is not a, you know, a one cow show. I mean, one cow show.
We're horses.
Oh,
we're horses.
Yes. And so, in that vein, I talked to you last year about a very dear friend of mine, someone that, you know, goes back a couple years with me, who was scheduled to go to Mozambique on a mission. That all came to a halt for several reasons, but never did it, like, go away. I understand, in talking to her today, that she has all kinds of news and that trip is on again. So, of course,
Amen.
You're going to hear. You're going to hear from me asking you to donate to her Mozambique trip. She has a GoFundMe site, which I can't remember the address, but if she calls in, she can tell me. Her name is Jen, J-E-N, Phipps, P-H-I-P-P-S. And you could go to GoFundMe and just put her name in and eventually get to her page. She is excited about this trip, but like most of us, you know, doesn't have the dough. All the missionaries, well, I won't say all, but a lot of missionaries have to pay their own way to where they're going, which I'm not so cool on that idea. So I promised that, you know, I would give her whatever airtime she needed whenever to collect this $3,000 or so that she needs to get there and hopefully get back safely. We're all, you know, praying for it. So, Jen, if you're out there, you'll call in and the engineer will put you through to us. In the meantime, I want you all out there to be prepared that I'm going to really, more so than the money I need for my studio, is get her over there and back in one piece, whatever I can do. Now.
Yeah, because God's work needs to be done.
Yes. And, you know, we don't do it necessarily from sitting in our seats and watching the world go by. I had I had some email back and forth today with a person in Quebec, Canada. And that's a beautiful area. And their questions were, if God doesn't love me, why should I? Well, that just opened the door for me. And by the time I was done talking to this person, we had like 6 talking dates, actual internet talking, back and forth set up. Because I think this person can be turned around. And I do. I believe that. So, now, we barely touched on this, but I'm going to go into it. Indie artist. If you don't know what an indie, Christian indie artist is, it's a person that's not signed to a contract, but is out there, you know, trying to make their way in the world. After starting up this program, and Ellen and I, you know, working hours on end sometimes, I understand what it's like, and I am an artist myself, in kind of a abstract way, right, Ellen?
Yes, ma'am. That is correct.
So I thought the very basic principle of this show was to provide a platform for everyone that wasn't a big shot, or I don't know how you put that, established artist or whatever. I wanted us little guys to kind of pull together. And if I could put a radio station together and give artists, local artists, and whomever, a platform where they could provide their music, I would be very happy. Now, as you know, my first love came about with the Will of Titus, and you're going to hear them at the end of this show. And
right.
What a lovely, lovely guy, and I love their music. We have some of their albums to give away at the program in the park, and I'll always be in love with them. Oh, yeah. But that's where the relationship comes in. Somebody writes to me and says, yeah, I really would like you to play my record on the air. And then I get with the producer and say, what's he got to sign, and so on and so forth. Even if I only play your music once a month, that's once a month more that you were on the air that you wouldn't have been.
Mm-hmm. So
that's And Ellen, I know that you have a way of reaching out to people when they are scared. And there are artists that you and I know that are afraid to come on the air. They're afraid to talk on the air. Jen being one of them. Mm-hmm. Jen, call me.
Jen, call us.
Yes. And, of course, you know, my friend Peggy and so on. I think if we had, you know, this happen every week or every other week where people are coming on and they get used to other people talking and, you know, being on the show, it might be a little easier. We'll see. We're going to call that. Are you ready? I didn't even tell you this. So this is a surprise, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. What are you doing now?
Well, you know, I wanted to do something, so I said Gabbing with the Girls. And this section is going to be basically, not, this is the part with the indie artist. This is, I'm moving on. I do that. this is Gabbing with the Girls, which you and I are going to throw a Bible passage out each week and tie it to either a sermon you are going to do or a sermon I'm doing or some kind of Bible program, study or whatever. Part of what I'm trying to do is I wish we had more time on the air, but in the old days a year ago, you know, I spent some time doing sermons and stuff. And the show has grown and so on and so forth, but I still want to get back to leaving people out there with a scripture to think about during the week. Even if they don't get a long sermon or whatever. Kind of like, here's your scripture, read it, think about it. How does it affect what you're going through? And how can you come back with some help to a relationship, a right relationship with the Lord? And that's where you come in, Miss Karika.
Is that where I come in?
You will take these fledgling children and lead them through the wilderness of Burlington, North Carolina, so they can make it home to the promised land.
All right.
Now, should you accept this mission, burn your suitcase and throw it in the river. Isn't that what they did on the show?
Oh. Burn my suitcase and throw it in the river. I think I'm done. I'm done for a while.
Good. We got things still around here.
So, missions accepted.
You know, so I'm going to work on the indie artist end of it and getting these people on the air where they belong and getting them some talk time of who they are and what they want to do. I'm going to get my friend Jen to Mozambique and back. I believe she's taking someone with her. And anything else y'all out there have that is nonprofit and underexposed. I don't know if that's the good word to use. Underpublicized. You know, we have a growing program. People are starting to like us. I'm really cool about that. So, you know,
somebody likes
us. What?
Somebody likes us?
Yeah.
That's good.
I think we've actually
got more than 14 multiple.
I think we actually moved out of 30 to 40 listeners. And I think we're going to get a gold plaque on the wall, like them big radio stations.
Mm-hmm. There we go.
Radio programs or whatever. Yeah. I just want a studio that works half the time. I'm not running around at the last minute trying to plug something in. So, Jen, where are you? She's probably eating dinner. Let's go to Mr. Engineer. There should be a song keyed up there called Hear My Voice.
Hear my voice, Heavenly Father. Hear my voice, Heavenly Father. Hear my voice, Heavenly Father. I know that you can hear me. Hear my voice.
I can't tell you a lot about how this song came about, but I can tell you it's two very dear friends, Peg Hennessy and Peg Thomas. Very talented, again, indie artists that are waiting for God to give them a window. And they co-write many of these songs together and co-sing them. And that's one of my favorites, of course, Hear My Voice. I guess, Ellen, when you think about it, we're pretty blessed to be where we're at.
Yes. Yeah, we are, because we have some contacts with some great people and people who love God, and that's what's important. That's what this show is all about, loving God and showing others how to love God. If not every day is going to be a bowl of peaches and cream or whipped cream and strawberries, but each
Stop
day...
Stop, you making me hungry.
Step by step. Okay, sorry. Each day, step by step, if we work together and come together as one, we will get that great message out there, whether it be by just us talking on the radio, a sermonette, some music, you know, indie artists, prayer warriors, however we're going to do it. We are going to keep going until we get everybody hyped and excited about the goodness of God.
Or I run out of money and can't pay the bills anymore.
We'll find a way somehow.
It's really encouraging for, I mean, we started this with about, what, $12 in our pocket? We have no major sponsors. We have a donate button on the BBS radio site, but we never ring the bell and say, give me money. I won't turn it down if you give it to me, but, you know, there is that donate button, and I don't know. You know, I do this, and I'm sure Ellen will say yes to, because I love to. It's been a passion of mine. I don't expect I'll ever get rich doing this, but neither did Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I'm in good company. Right. Yeah. All right.
Great company. Awesome company.
Yeah. So that's, you know, the biggies, the indie people. I really want to hear from you guys. You know, call me, email me. What is my email? RevJudy@thejourney8.com. Ellen, what's your email?
AKarika@thejourney8.com.
You betcha. Either one of us, or you can always just send it to info@thejourney8.com. That's a, you know, catch-all box. Don't be afraid to ask. If you don't ask, you'll never know the answer. The answer will always be no.
That's true.
You know?
That's true.
If you ask, you may find that there's a way. So I'm excited about this. I hope people come and play on the show. That would be neat. So Gabbing with the Girls is going to be your Bible passage thing, kind of like a think about it all week. And Ellen, I gave you the passage for this week, right? She's not saying anything.
You didn't give me the passage. Or it's okay. A typo error, but it's not here.
It's Luke 9, 10 through 17. The book of Luke in the New Testament.
That's a whole lot.
9, 10 through 17. It is the story of the feeding of the 5,000. Now, why do you say on a holiday weekend I would pick that? Well, come to church.
You're going
to
be eating. You're doing a lot of eating. There's going to be a lot of eating going on, so we might be studying about some biblical eating.
Yeah, well, it's the scripture for Sunday's sermon, and I think it'll be interesting. It's going to be different. We'll see. So, I think if we give them a scripture every week, then they have a reason to call us. And they can say, I didn't like that scripture. I didn't understand that scripture. I didn't read it. The dog ate my Bible.
Sounds like a winner to me.
And just remember, everyone is not perfect. In fact, I don't know anybody that's perfect. The one perfect person that walked this earth hung on a cross. So.
Yes, he did.
Yeah. I guess I still want to talk about prayer warriors. I really feel antsy that people are writing in and saying, I don't know what a prayer warrior is. I mean, are they going to show up on my front door with, you know, shield and arrows? Or so I think you should take your turn, but before you do that, I'm going to tell y'all how to listen to us. There might be some people kind of confused. If you don't have your computer and you're in the car, for instance, and you got a cell phone, right, you can dial in and listen while you're driving that way. If you just want to listen, Ellen, what's the phone number?
716-748-0150.
Dial that number on your iPhone and or your no phone, whatever. And you can...
Smartphone,
dumb phone. And you can listen to the program live. If you want to talk to us, Ellen, what's the phone number?
888-627-6008.
Yes, toll-free number, so you can call it from any phone. Smartphone, dumb phone, home phone. And again, that'll get you into listen, but it'll also get you into talk with us. You got a question, or you want something mentioned, or, you know, you didn't like tonight's spaghetti. I don't know. But anyway, you can do that. And you can always follow us by going to BBS's web page, which is awesome. If you've never been to their, you know, their main web page, BBS Radio, holy mackerel. Wait till you get there and all the different shows and stuff. Something for everybody. So how you do that, Ellen?
Can I tell them how to do that too?
I think so, madam.
Okay. That would be www.bbsradio.com. And, of course, we want you to go /thejourney8.com. But there's other shows there that you can check out the archives and check them out, too.
Yes, but ours is the one they want to turn on.
Yeah, thejourney8.com is the one you want. And we have archives, too.
Yeah, if you want to listen to some of the show, every one of our shows is recorded and archived, usually within 48 hours of the show. So if you want to go back and you see something, looks like it might be in there, you click on that archive, and the whole show will come up in front of you, and you can listen to it. I've had people send me emails after listening to an archive. They haven't even listened to the show live yet. I like it. I even go back and kind of critique what's happening by listening to the old shows. The old shows. Okay. Well, I know you're going to ask, Ellen, so I'll just come out and say it. PurposeGames.com. Did you get in?
Yes, I did. I did get in. I got in, and I was able to do pretty good on, you know, one of them. One of the trivias, I was doing pretty good. I'm not too swift on that history thing yet, so I kind of skipped over that one. But I did Bible trivia number 3. I did pretty good.
Yeah? Tell everybody how they can get to it.
They can go to it by going to purposegames.com/thejourney8.com. Or just thejourney8.
Yeah. And that will put them right into our little section of the... Now, mind you, purposegames.com is basically a no bad language, no, you know, it basically was put together for kids, and they do some wonderful puzzles and stuff in there. And since my mentality is about 12 years old, I've been having a blast. If you have a trivia game or, you know, there's puzzles, whatever, you can, it's free. You can sign up and post your own puzzles and then have a tournament between, you know, us and you or whatever. It's a good place to meet good people. Yeah. So Purpose, P-U-R-P-O-S-E, not Porpoise. Somebody said Porpoise.com. And I thought, no.
Yeah, Purpose.
Purpose.com. PurposeGames.com. Give it a whirl. We're going to put some new ones up and maybe have some kind of a contest between all 40 of our listeners. See who can get the most questions right. What do you think?
And the questions aren't that hard, guys. They aren't really, you know, it's some basic Bible knowledge, you know. One of the questions that I looked at tonight is the question was, when Mary delivered Jesus, who was present? And it had several different, you know, entries like Joseph, the three wise men, the sheep, and, you know, who was present. And so I'm kidding about the sheep. But, you know, you from basic Bible knowledge, everybody knows that Joseph was there with her when Jesus was delivered. And so the questions aren't really that hard. I got stumped up on one myself. It was how long did it take Noah to build the ark? I don't know why, but for some reason, I want every answer to be 40 years for some strange reason. But I found out that it took Noah 100 years to build the ark. But, you know, it's simple questions like that, you know. And, it's, you know, simple questions that most of us learned during our Bible years and during our Sunday school years. So go there, check it out, purposegames.com/thejourney8. And I'm sure, you know, you will enjoy what you see. And that's another reason for you to call in, because if you don't like our questions, maybe you can call in and give us some of your questions.
Yeah, really. I don't know who writes those trivia questions for our site, but I'm sure it's a person with an odd sense of humor.
You're the boss.
Yeah.
All I got to say, you're the boss.
I'm trying to give you all kinds of ways, because a lot of people say, I'm not going to play that game. I don't know nothing about the Bible. You know what? Neither do I. Oh, no, that's not right. It's okay. That's the purpose of the game, is for you to learn. You know, you don't have to be 100%er, you know. And there may be a question or two in there that are wrong. I intentionally put a question now and then that has the wrong answer to see if somebody's going to challenge me. Other than Ellen, because she always challenges me. She's a challenging person.
Has to do it.
So the idea, of course, again, is that y'all, you know, have some fun with it. And Leanne, I see that you're online. Hello. So y'all give us a chance. Don't be afraid to call or talk to me. Like I said, I keep learning and meeting more and more interesting people in this world. And I can't wait till another year goes by and, you know, we got 50 listeners. Another year. Anyway, I think people like us. What do you think, Ellen? People like us.
I think, you know, I think they do. I really do.
Because we're poor. Because we don't have any motivation other than to serve God. And who knows? Maybe someday we'll be big shots, but I'm not worried about it. I like being a little shot. Now, I have, well, 15 minutes or so. I have a question, Ellen, and you can probably tell people best about this. And the question is music. I had somebody ask me, and I couldn't completely tell them the difference between gospel music and, my mind just went blank, the other genre of, it's gospel and, help me, Ellen, the other
contemporary?
One. Contemporary? Huh? What?
Is it contemporary?
Yes.
Or traditional? Contemporary.
No, traditional is your hymn book. Everybody knows that, right? Gospel music, contemporary, and then there's something like a heavy gospel, a soul.
Like praise and worship?
Yes, praise and worship. Thank you. Okay, your job, should you choose to accept it, is to tell everybody the difference between these.
Okay.
Come on, Ellen, you can do it.
Gospel music is your traditional church music. You know that this is only my opinion that gospel music is your traditional church music. You know, the slow music that you concentrate and you focus on. She put me on the spot, so I'm having a hard time here. But the praise and worship is exactly what it says. It's where you praise and you worship God. You know, there's upbeat music, which is praise and worship. There's slow music, which is considered praise and worship. But it's the music where you take yourself into the presence of God. And you allow Him to go into your heart, let the Holy Spirit dwell within you and help you to focus and surrender the things that you can't do by yourself.
Good definition.
Say for instance, you would, how about Amazing Grace?
Mm-hmm.
That's considered a gospel song, Amazing Grace. And if you you hear a song, say, by Kirk Franklin, which is called Stomp, that is more contemporary music, and it's more of a song where you would use during praise and worship to uplift yourself and uplift the other members of the congregation. It's uplifting music.
Mm-hmm. And contemporary?
Contemporary is you just focus with contemporary music. You just focus with it.
And give me the name of my favorite contemporary artist.
I'm at a loss for right now because something's happening
on the radio.
I love
so many of them.
We're overriding each other.
Uh-huh.
Something's happening. We're overriding each other. Our voices are conflicting here, and we're overriding. So I'm kind of listening to the show and talking to you, and it seems like that we're both muzzling each other out.
Okay, how's that?
I don't know what's happening, but something's happening where it's like a back thingy where you're talking and then I talk and then we talk together. And that's what's happening.
Okay.
But I'm sure our great producer can take care of that.
Yeah, maybe.
But that real contemporary artist, let me see. Who is that? Will Titus, I wonder?
I was thinking.
Or where would we put Will Titus?
Well, they're contemporary. They're kind of a, I don't know. That's a good question, because they're not real temporary. I don't know. We'll have to ask Michael one of these days what he considers his band. But who am I thinking of? I know you can't read my mind. That's not fair, is it? There's a gentleman that has been around for a little while now. He's written many songs. He's probably right up there in the top three artists. And maybe even is the top artist. I'm thinking. Oh, I'm not going to tell you. I'll wait till next week. How's that? There is another man. How many of you know or have heard of a gentleman by the name of Phil Wickham? Now, he is one of my favorites. And Phil does a lot of what we call repeat songs, where he says something, we repeat it back, and so on and so forth. Those are always fun praise songs for me. If you've never heard Phil Wickham, I suggest that you take a listen to him. He's pretty cool. So on and so forth. All right, so we're going to wind down a little bit. Ellen. Oh, I'm just putting you on the spot tonight. Is this better?
No, I mean, you and I are doing well with, you know, the way we're broadcasting. We can hear ourselves, but it's coming out over the radio as like an echo. It's echoing really bad.
Wonder why that is. We'll have to ask.
Yeah, so I guess it's something, you know, he can the producer can deal with when he hears it back himself. But it just sounds like it's echoing really bad.
Well, maybe my studio too. I'll change microphones next time. Before we go, I would like to talk about a subject I don't usually talk on the air about too much, and that is a personal perspective of life. And I've had a couple people say, you never talk about what your religious stance is. Where do you stand on the basic questions of religion? I know, Ellen, you're just going to hate this. My answer is that I try not to personalize too much when I'm on the air, because I want everyone to feel welcome. And if I isolate, and Ellen feels this way too, I know we've talked about, if we isolate to just what we believe, we don't give you a chance to interact with us. So it's easier for you to say, what do you believe about, you know, the relationship between Jesus and John the Baptist, you know, something like that. Am I ever going to answer you on the air about extremely personal things? No. No preacher should. I'm here for your soul, and so is Ellen. I'm after you. I want you.
That's true.
So I want everyone out there to feel comfortable, including my younger brother who hates church and is starting to like the show. Thank you, Clayton. You're a doll. I have more people listen to me and us in Australia, Japan, Brazil, and the West Coast, because we're on at dinner time, than anywhere else. I think that's interesting. I'm getting some interesting feedback. So, with that, I'm going to have us play our last song, and we're going to wind ourselves out of here. God bless you, and please have a safe holiday week.
Yes, be blessed.
The scene to put on the armor of the Lord as the darkness plans. I must know to not be caught unaware.
Thank you for listening to The Journey 8, and please come back and join us again. Remember, be kind in all you do, and the kindness will come back to you. Grace and peace, Judy Hasner.